This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh, who represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's a freshman who also sits on the House Small Business Committee. Today, that panel heard testimony from Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, specifically about issues related to small business owners getting access to capital and the status of two programs that seem to be a little bit stuck in the mud, to say the least, the Small Business Lending Fund and the State Small Business Credit Initiative. And Congressman Walsh, thanks so much for your time today.
Great to be with you.
First of all, what did you most want to hear from the Secretary today, whether it related to this or other small business concerns?
You know, I wanted to hear from him an acknowledgement of the fact that the climate right now in this country for small business is abysmal, and that the administration that he works for has gone a long way toward creating that climate. And he agreed to a degree with the first part of my assessment, but he wouldn't acknowledge at all that actual policies that the Obama administration have enacted has contributed to that.
Now, these two programs that were discussed today were instituted before you took office, but
right.
It's been 9 months, and for the most part, it doesn't seem like it's really helping small business owners at any point. What sort of answers did he have as to the sluggishness?
Well, again, he tended to put it on the small business community for not taking advantage of these programs, for not perhaps being able to negotiate the complexity of some of the applications for these funds. But the broader problem was, I mean, you said it. It's what I tried to get him to understand. What's so frustrating is it's like the Obama administration, in essence, has created this hurricane. And this hurricane is destroying businesses all up and down the coast. And they're offering Band-Aids to people in the midst of a hurricane. I challenged the secretary. I didn't challenge him. I said, I wish you could walk around my district with me for a half an hour. If you and I can guarantee you, I said, if you and I talk to 30 businessmen and women, they all say the same thing. The last 3 years have been hell. We're scared to death of regulations. We're scared to death of all of the paperwork and the taxes coming down the pike. It's too darn difficult to grow our business. There is such uncertainty out there. Now, the Obama administration has created this climate, and for them then to come in and say, you know, we've got these two or three little programs to help you, it's just way too little and way too late.
We're talking with Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. And, sir, as you mentioned, you and I have talked about some of these critical issues and frustrations facing small business owners in your district and around the country, whether it's the tax burden, whether it's regulation and that burden, and now, of course, the access to capital. If you can kind of quantify or put in a pecking order which are their greatest frustrations, what do you hear about most often?
It's the regulatory burden. The refrain I hear from virtually every businessman and woman I speak to is it has become increasingly more difficult to do this, to grow the company because of this new fee I have to pay, this new stack of paperwork I have to fill out, this new regulation from the EPA or the FDA. It's just they are suffocating right now. And again, I keep going back to this. Tim Geithner is a smart guy. You just look at one regulation, I'll call it, one program, Obamacare, this health care program. The Obama administration has no idea how much this thing is going to cost businesses. How do you expect businessmen to try to figure out what this is going to cost them?
What are you looking at in the committee right now? Obviously, the chairman was kind of focusing on these programs today, but whether it's credit, the regulations, taxes. I know there's been some proposals to reduce the business tax down to about 25%.
Right.
A couple other things have focused on specific regulations. What do you have on the front burners right now?
Well, always on the front burner is, and it depends on the day or the week, is trying to put a spotlight on and repeal any regulation that we can. I chair a subcommittee on this committee, and it's actually the Access to Capital Subcommittee. We held a hearing last week on how Dodd-Frank and the new regulations that are coming down the pike for the Dodd-Frank reform is impacting and tying the hands of and making it more difficult for small and community banks to lend. I mean, these are small businesses themselves, and small businessmen are always saying how hard it is to access capital. The small banks are tied. Their hands are tied because of these regulations, and so they're not as easily able to lend to small businesses.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Anything that came out of today's testimony that encouraged you about what the administration is doing or considering doing?
No. I wish I could. Every time you and I talk, I wish I could give you another answer. No. And Secretary Geithner didn't waste an opportunity to throw in, you know, his thoughts on the whole debt ceiling issue, even in a hearing like this. And he still talks about a mix of tax increases and spending cuts. I just don't think they sufficiently understand how huge an issue this is with the American people. Every time I'm with him, and he's a nice man, he's a smart man, I'm discouraged because I don't think he understands how serious the debt crisis is.
One real last question. 30 seconds, what do you expect to happen with the debt ceiling? I know we're about a month out from the supposed deadline, but what's the trend right now?
Well, I think the trend is to try to work out some sort of compromise well in advance of, you know, midnight on August 2nd. I'm not optimistic that compromise is going to be sufficient. I am hopeful. I introduced a balanced budget amendment in the House 2 months ago. That is going to be a particularly important piece of whatever reform we ask for in order to raise the debt ceiling. I'm hoping that my leadership will understand that.
We'll be following. Congressman, thanks so much as always for your time.
Thank you.
Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.